is customary among some people. They take out a fortune from a kitab or from the Quran Sharif, randomly opening a kitab or the Quran Sharif, and they look at the contents and thereby take a fortune. So to believe in this, that this is the truth and I must do this and Allah Ta'ala has confirmed it, that's wrong. But just to do it, to keep yourself happy and keep yourself driven and motivated, it's alright. But don't think now, this is now the command of Allah Ta'ala and this is the way I need to adopt and this is the answer that I want. Don't count it to be like that. Yes, just to make yourself happy, to feel some type of relief, it's alright. This afternoon, as I normally open the kitabs, a routine from long time, the grace of Allah Ta'ala. So I opened up the Malfuzat as Mu'atan Misapram Tale. And as you have advised me, you'll get more benefit in the Malfuzat than the Mawais. So I made the routine. But this was getting to me that du'as and what's going on. This was a concern. So I came across an article that writes that the way of Allah Ta'ala is unique. Sometimes it happens. Allah Ta'ala is not too happy with a person and he makes a dua and his dua is answered straight away. One shot and his dua is answered. And sometimes Allah is pleased with the person and he goes on making dua and his dua is not answered. So this dua not being answered straight away and Allah allowing him to continue crying, that is in many cases, most cases it is an indication of divine love. Like we also, when we like the child of ours, so when we are playing with him, we'll give it to him and pull it away, show it to him. But if it's a stranger, you don't do that. A person that you don't know, right? Or you're not very familiar with him, you don't play that type of a prank. But if it's a child that you are near, dear, and beloved, and you show him, take it away, or if he's short, then you take it above his head and want him to jump. You won't give it to him until he cries. So Allah also likes you. When he likes you, then he doesn't give it to you straight away. One person is at the multism. He's observing, I'm making dua for so long. Duas aren't getting answered. And there are many others, they come, duas are answered and they're going. Duas. So Allah Ta'ala says, these are people that I don't like. I don't like to hear the tears. And they're crying, so I answer them. And your tears and crying, I like it. So I want more of that. See, in your crying, in your tears, you don't realize how much of proximity you are gaining. Coming closer, closer, closer. Coming so close that you won't have gained the type of proximity otherwise. And the proximity you're gaining is such that you would have liked that when you saw the reward of it, and the proximity and the gain, then you would have desired that not a single dua get answered. But now you think, you know, what's happening now, what's happening? That's all wrong. Every dua is answered. But Allah Pak looks at your advantage, short term and long term. And you only look at your short term advantage. Right? If it's metric you're working for, short term, let's get it right. And Allah is doing it, not only short term, not only long term. Matric is a short term thing, right? It's a stepping stone to an imaginary prosperity, right? It's a stepping stone to an imaginary prosperity. So Allah is looking, as though he's looking at the prosperity, alright? He didn't get through. He's working again harder. Now, this person that has come down or he didn't get so good marks, later on, he becomes very prosperous. Wealthy, prosperous, everything he's got. And this person that came with flying colors in matric, he made it. And then afterwards, life was wasn't so much of prosperity in his life. What we think is prosperity is just an imaginary. It's an illusion. What is to be seen is that right at the end, you will become a prosperous person. So, Allah's sight is different, and your sight is different. And you didn't make it, or it didn't happen for you, then you think otherwise. Not realizing all these tears of yours, Allah likes it. Enjoys it, he's happy with you, and he wants you to continue. Right? The only thing is that certain areas must be careful. One is don't become despondent, continue. Your work is to clear, continue. Sit, tell yourself, even if you do it, that I cried right on the day of Qiyamah, it's worth the while. You don't know what you are doing, what what is doing to you, you don't know. Yes, it's driving you to Allah Ta'ala. It's bringing you closer and closer. But don't ever get despondent. To accept and how to accept, that is Allah Pak's work. To accept and how to accept. Many a time, it's not in your advantage that Allah Pak accepts it immediately. I will give an example. There is Miss Jamila. She is Miss World, right? And 1,000 people have sent proposals to Miss Jamila. They saw a Miss Jamila. Height, complexion, size, everything is figure, everything, trigger and figure, everything is right. Now, 1,000 people propose for her. If Allah were going to accept everybody's dua, what happened to Ms. Jamila? She won't become kachumar, she'll become chutney. So one person will marry her and others will get something that is suitable for them. Now, you think, no, what I ask for, I must get the same thing. Allah will give you, but what was suitable for you, He'll give you that much. What was suitable for that person, Allah will give him. So why do you demand that you must get the thing that you ask for? That may not be to your advantage. Now, there are two brothers, one is 25 and one is 7-8 years of age, right? 25-year brother, what a child. And he's cuddling his child, my darling, love you, kissing the child. Now the child that is 8 is also craving for the child. My brother got it, that's not right. He got, my brother, he got, why don't I have? If Allah Ta'ala were to give this 8-year-old boy child, he'll kill the child. He doesn't know how to look after the child, what he knows. Does he know how to look after the child? He doesn't know. So Allah will tell him, you get a child, but in time. Now, it's not suitable for you to have a child now, because you don't know what it is to be a father, you don't know how to look after, you don't know all these things here. So therefore, we will not give it to you now, but we'll give it to you in time. So du'as are answered, but your tears are more appreciated. Right? And we don't realize that the tear is more appreciated. One person is on his deathbed, and sainty person, and is in debts. There's two types of debtors. One is a debtor that is deliberately procrastinating and is taking debts for no valid reason. Allah Pak doesn't like him. Just for show how he will appear amongst people, he's doing up his daughter's wedding, put himself into problems. Bought a new car, put himself into problems. Just for people to admire, or just for a little bit of more excitement, more adrenaline, more excitement, he put himself into that. So Allah doesn't like that. But there's a genuine need, and you got a genuine intention that I'm going to pay. And even though I go through difficulty, I eat half a loaf of bread, I'll eat, but I'll see first to my debtors, to my creditors. So your intention is, I will see to my creditors, even though I have to have half a loaf, go through difficulty, but I'll see to them first. That person gets the help of Allah Ta'ala. Remember that. It's a promise of Allah Ta'ala. Haqqan alayhi. It is Allah Pak's taking it on him, he's undertaken to accept that person's dua. But it must be a valid debt. You are in genuine need, and you have every intention to pay immediately, even though you put yourself into difficulty. Not that now I was a debt, but I must go for Umrah, have some more 3-4 course food, have that car, cut everything. Cut everything, buy a simple second hand Corolla, but see if your debt is first. Now that's the person who is genuinely concerned. So this person, Allah Pak says, that I undertake to help this person. So this Buzurg is on his up to the end, and as he's on his end leaving the world, so all the creditors are around him, pays Allah by bring the money. You live or you don't live, that's a secondary thing. But we want our money. See how the whole world is. They don't worry about you living or dying or that. Their greater concern is paisa. So that means you mustn't over attach yourself to anything, any person or anything. Their main concern is not you, your life and your health, it's not their concern. Their concern is the money. So you are just a furniture, just a number. So they don't show you that respect. So then why should you show so much of attachment to people, to things? I don't say break away. I don't say spoil things, but then don't become over-attached. Right? Now the creditors are all around him and they are demanding. So he explains to them, I don't have money. I can make up a queue. I don't have money to pay off. But we are not going to leave. We must get our money. Alright? Join the line. In the meanwhile, there's someone crying outside the house. Mithai lelo, mithai lelo. How you get nowadays? Someone shouting, oranges, 10 rand. Cabbages, 5 rand. So, that's a routine, Spino Beach routine. That. Before they should say, oh, millis, 3, 4, 5 rand. 3, 4, 5 rand. So that's a Spiva Beach history. Always someone reading Ikram. So someone is shouting outside the house, Vichai Lelo. Vichai Lelo. Ek tukra, 10 rupees. Ek tukra, 10 rupees. One piece for 10 rupees. So this man, this Buzurg that is dying, he said, call that Vichai Wala. Vichai Wala came in, how much? 1 for 10 rand. See how many creditors I got? You've got 20 creditors. Give them each one. Father, child gave the mitai to all had the mitais. I was asking, Bisalam. So the Buzurg is saying that had I had the money, I would have paid all these people here. Where was I get the money from? Now he's crying. He says, Ammi to mujhe maregi. My mother is going to be hitting me now. Mother will say, you know, I didn't send you to go do charity here. We did this as a business. We used to eat. And you like a clever thing and sell that thing. What's wrong with you? Mother's going to hit me now. The Buzurg said, just join the line. What can I do now? Had I had the money, I would have paid you as well. Anyway, crying, child is crying miserably. Maa to mujhe maregi, mujhe peetegi. Mother will hit me now. She'll whack me. I'm doing charity with her money. Anyway, when his crying is becoming more and more intense. There's a knock on the door. Man comes with the whole bundle of money. It's a gift. And the Buzurg sees the money. So I see all the creditors. It was about 1,000,000 rand. And see the mitai wala also. The mitai child, he got his money, everybody got the money. And as everybody's debts are settled, then his soul just departs. So some Allah wala was there. He's wondering what happened now. It was a strange thing that we never see something like this. You see, when your relationship with Allah Ta'ala is clear, then your work's also clear. You don't have ambiguity in seeing the hand of Allah Ta'ala. You don't have an ambiguity. Your intention is clear, your heart is clear. There's only goodness coming out. So you can see the hand of Allah Ta'ala, and you can see the system of Allah, how the system of Allah works. You don't only see the hand, but you see how its system works. You know it. So that Buzurg made out that Allah Ta'ala wants to answer the dua. But the delay is, there's nobody crying. All his creditors is in the pesa law. But nobody crying. So Allah Ta'ala was waiting for someone to cry miserably. But the Buzurg said, how can I do it? The only way to get this innocent child is masoom. Is 11, 12 years of age, so he's not yet of age. And if I'm going to take his mitai, he'll cry. When he cries, there's some thing to get my du'as answered. Du'a needs to be spaced, it needs to be stuck. So that's the glue like. And he's stuck now. So when your heart is good, clear, there's no malice, there's no evil traits, jealousy, pride, ostentation, show, greed, malice. If the heart is clean, then these are the elements that go to get the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, begin to see Allah Ta'ala, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And these are the conditions for fulfillment. There's no filth in the heart, no prejudice in the heart. He's not malicious against someone. You're not looking for someone's, you're not rejoicing at someone's tragedy. You're not looking for self ostentation and show. You're not proud and not admiring yourself. You're not greedy and jealous. So all these things are clear. So you're looking for the benefit of all and sundry. So when Allah sees this, then you gain the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. You understand Allah Ta'ala. And when you understand Allah Ta'ala, you understand how He works. So this Buzurg understood how Allah Ta'ala works. And he applied it, and there was a knock on the door. When he came, settled them, come on, chutti. Chutti mil gives ka, maktab-e ishq se. Allah Ta'ala.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين، ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الله الأعز الأكرم. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا إله العالمين، يا إله العالمين، والله forgive our sins يا الله، والله forgive our major minor sins يا الله، the sins we did knowingly unknowingly يا الله، in the day in the night يا الله. والله forgive all our gunas and our sins يا الله. والله we wasted our lives away in sinning يا الله. We beg you to please forgive our sins يا الله. Have mercy on us يا الله in this Mubarak month of Ramadan يا الله. On this Mubarak night forgive our sins يا الله. اللهم نقنا من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. والله purify us completely from all types of gunas and sins يا الله. والله forgive us يا الله. والله forgive our parents يا الله. Forgive our family members يا الله. Our wives and our children يا الله. Our asatiza, our neighbors, our friends, our relatives. والله forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا، لا نرجع إليها أبدا، لا نرجع إليها أبدا. الله تعالى please forgive us يا الله. والله have mercy on us يا الله. والله we promise يا الله we'll try and leave out sinning يا الله. والله we'll give it up all these evil sins يا الله. والله we'll come on to ta'at and obedience إلى العالمين. والله give us the tawfiq, ya Allah, that for the rest of our lives, we leave out sins, ya Allah. We become obedient servants and slaves of yours, ya Allah. We come into your ta'at and your obedience, ila al-alameen. Allah, please give us tawfiq, ya Allah. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda min al-qawli wal-fi'li wal-amali wal-niyati wal-huda innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah Ta'ala, help us and give us tawfiq, ya Allah, to give up sins forever, ya Allah, and to come unto your obedience, ila al-alameen. Allah, you showered us with so many of your favors and your blessings, ya Allah. Our entire lives we've enjoyed so many of your favors and blessings, ya Allah. Allah, you blessed us with the greatest ni'mat of Iman, ya Allah. You blessed us with Iman and Islam, ya Allah. Allah, you saved us from kufr and shirk, ya Allah. Allah, you blessed us from to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, you blessed us to be born in good Muslim homes, ya Allah, with loving parents and grandparents who took care of us, ya Allah. Allah, you sent us to the madrasa to learn Quran Quran Kareem, Ya Allah. You made us Hafiz of Quran, Ya Allah. Allah, how many favors you bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. Where do we start making shukr to you? Where do we end, Ya Allah? Allah, we can never ever count your favors, Ya Allah. So much you blessed us, oh Allah. We thank you, Ya Allah. We appreciate all your favors, Ya Allah. Shukre ni'mat hai tu. بقدر نعمت هاي تو عذر تقصيرات ما بقدر تقصيرات ما والله we appreciate all your favors, all your ni'mat that you bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, that we desperately in need of all your favors, and keep on showering us with your favors and your ni'mat, ilah al-alameen. Ya ilah al-alameen, we beg you, Ya Allah, protect our iman, Ya Allah. Give us strong iman, Ya Allah. Allah, the attack today is on our iman, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka imanan kamila. Allahumma inna nasaluka imanan la yardad. Allahumma sabbitna ala al-iman. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Allahumma amitna ala al-iman. Allahumma hshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Allah, keep us strong in our iman, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from irtidad, Ya Allah. Save us from kufr and shirk, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from bid'at and rusub, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us firm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us live the sunnah, make us die the sunnah, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with true love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us tawfiq to recite abundant durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, to love his mubarak life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to practice on all his sunnahs, Ya Allah. Allah, make the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most beloved way to us, Ya Allah. Allah, create hatred in our heart for any other ways and cultures, Ya Allah. The cultures of the kuffar, their ways, their dressing, the mannerisms, Ya Allah, create disgust and hatred in our hearts for those ways, and create love in our hearts for the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us live and die on his sunnah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, bless us with the halawat of salah, Ya Allah, that we perform our five times daily salah with khushu and khuzu, Ya Allah, with jamaat in the masjid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the true salah, Ya Allah, that salah that will keep us away from gunas and sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such knowledge that will create khashiyat in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, keep our tongues and our hearts moist with your remembrance, Ya Allah. With your zikr, that all the time we are making your zikr, ilah al-alameen. Ya ilah al-alameen, we beg you, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with hearts that we care for other people, Ya Allah. More than we care for ourselves, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from becoming selfish people, Ya Allah. When we care only for ourselves, give us the tawfiq to love for others what we love for ourselves, ilah al-alameen. Allah, make us mukhlis, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas and sincerity in everything that we do. Allah, save us from pride and arrogance, Ya Allah. Save us from ostentation and showing off, Ya Allah. Save us from self-admiration and showing off, Ya Allah. Allah, please, Ya Allah, bless us with ikhlas and sincerity. Allahumma ja'alna mukhlisan laka wa ahlana fi kulli sahati min ad-dunya wal akhirah. Allah, accept us, our families, our children, our wealth, our time, our effort for the sake of deen, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas and sincerity that we can serve your deen, Ya Allah, till our last moments, ilah al-alameen. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, the ummah is going through turmoil and difficulty and hardship at the moment, Ya Allah. Allah, the month of Ramadan is here, our masajid are closed, Ya Allah. Allah, this is our Ramadan that we've never seen before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our masjids are closed, people cannot come to the masjid to perform salah, Ya Allah. Allah, this is on account of our sins, Ya Allah. We brought this upon ourselves, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, we showed so much bad to the masjid. Ya Allah, we disrespected the masjid. Forgive us, Ya Allah, forgive us. Allah, forgive us for our wrongs. Allah, the Haramain Sharifain is closed. The Makatib, Masajid, Madaris, Darul Ulooms are all closed, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us. Allah, we brought musical ringtones in the masjid. We took photos in the masjid. Ya Allah, we spoke loudly in the masjid. We disrespected your house, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us. Allah, we promise we'll show respect to the masjid again. Open the locks of the masjid, Ya Allah. Bring us back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Allah, look at the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Allah, there's nobody to make tawaf of Baytullah. There's no one to kiss the Hajri Aswad, to make dua in the Multazam, to stand under the visa of Rahmat. Allah, the Haram Sharif is barren, Ya Allah. Allah, there's no one to stand with the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah. Wallah, it's because of our sins and our wrongs. Wallah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said that I've been sent to destroy musical instruments. Allah, we played music in front of his rosa. That Nabi who said, Allah's curse on those who take photos, ya Allah, we took selfies in front of his rosa. Allah, be ma'afarman. Allah, forgive us. Allah, have mercy on us. Allah, we read in the Quran al-Karim, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة. Allah, you are kind, compassionate, Rabbi. Allah, forgive us. Forgive us, ya Allah. Open up the Harami Sharifin again for us, ya Allah. Allah, give us an opportunity that we can present ourselves, ya Allah. Allah, the Malaika all sending salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adam makhlukat are sending salat salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ashraful makhlukat is deprived. Allah, we are deprived. Allah, open up the masajid, the madaris, ya Allah, once again, ila al-alamin. Allah have mercy on us, ya Allah. All our marhumin have mercy on them, ya Allah. Allah, our sati Hafiz Riyan passed away, ya Allah. Fill his qabr with nur, ya Allah. Raise his status and his darajat. Grant him the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. Allah, all those who have passed away, ya Allah. Grant them highest stages in Jannat. Make them maghfirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill the qabrs with nur. Shower them with your rahmat and mercy and blessings, oh Allah. Ya ilaha al-alameen, the month of Ramadan is slipping away from us, ya Allah. Allah, please forgive us, ya Allah. Have mercy on us, ya Allah. Have mercy on our parents, on our wives, on our children, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of serving our parents with ikhlas and sincerity in a way that will please them, it will please you, ya Allah. Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Allah, bless them with adab and haya, ya Allah. Allah, save them from bi-haya and bi-adbi, ya Allah. Allah, save us from the evil of technology, ya Allah. Save our children from the evil of technology, ya Allah. Allah, bless our children with haya, with adab, with taqwa, with tawazu, with simplicity, with sincerity, ya Allah. Allah, bless them with ilm, amal, izzat, iffat, and afiyat, ya Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, filling our hearts with your muhabbat and your love, ya Allah. Allah, bless us with your muhabbat, O Allah. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai. Ilahi, me tujhse talab gara teha. Allah, tala, fill our hearts with your love, the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, forgive all our sins, ya Allah. O Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, we petition to you, we implore you, we beseech you, we beg you, O Allah, make our maghfirat and forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us all, ya Allah. Allah, those who are in difficulty and hardships, ya Allah. Remove the difficulties and hardships. Those who are sick and bimar, ya Allah. Unko shifa'i kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, ata farma, ya Allah. Those who are makhruz and in debts, ya Allah. Remove their debts, ya Allah. Allah, there are many, many Muslims who are parishan, difficulty, ya Allah. Many of them are locked up in jails, ya Allah. Allah, free them, bring them home for Eid, ya Allah. Make everything easy for the ummah, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.